Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Toby, hold to the show, man. Stairs to the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star like under the city? The driver's side floor, go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
What are you doing?
What?
That was unnecessary. Haven't
facts.
Seen you in forever.
Just
wow.
Facts.
And he just over here just
you two are a treat for sure.
What do you mean, dude?
Our absolute cinema.
Wait, here's how we greet it.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, it's been a while since I've been here.
Yeah.
Right?
Happy to have you back.
Leroy's in studio.
And he looks over at me.
Yeah.
He's like, how you doing, man? You want some breakfast? You wanted it? You're 0 for 3 today.
Because it's like when he gets here, like I love having him in the studio. Don't get me wrong. It's great, especially after the morning I had in traffic. And by the way, we have too many people here. I've never wanted the Heat to beat the Knicks more just so we can make all the New Yorkers who moved down here sad, because you've ruined my mornings, just so you know. That's another story for another day. But it's great to have you here. But every time you come here, it is a bit of a reset technologically wise.
Yeah.
With you having to log in and then you swear, you're like, no, I have two different passwords. I'm like, no, we all have the same password. That's nope. Oh, it was the same password.
It was the same password.
Then his screen goes blank.
Yes.
And it's like, don't worry, it's on the bottom, and I'm just going to tighten the cable here. And then so we go.
It came back on. I'm like, quit touching it.
And he goes, stop touching it. I'm like, I'm the one who just put it back on. I just fixed your stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Credit. Exactly. Just no credit. And now the third one is like his speakers were blared. So I go and I muted his speaker. He goes, you didn't do that. I'm like, what are we doing?
No.
And he goes, so what are we doing for food?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, because
he wants this. He wants a decision by the end of segment, Marcos.
Wow.
He wants a
you
decision.
You know, you got to start early.
Because he is hungry. You know, when Leroy's in studio, he does not have access to his snacks.
Sure. No, it's not it. Mima makes me breakfast.
Of course. I understand.
You know, like, I had to leave.
Oh, okay, I got it. You left before she was able to.
Yeah. I don't want to get her up and say, hey, I'm going to work. Fix me some breakfast. That's rude.
That's fair.
Right, I'm not that kind of guy, you know. And a lot of times, you know, I'll get up, I'll go to the gym or something. She'll say, hey, would you like breakfast? I wasn't even feeling like breakfast. But then, you know, just, you know, something about bacon.
Wow, so you give her credit for helping you out, but not Tobin, huh?
It's crazy. It's crazy. He'll never give me credit.
What are you talking about?
Never.
And wait, I always give you credit in the fight game.
Oh, barely. You didn't even watch my clips this week, dude. Well, I was so excited, dude, with UFC 300. It was the greatest ending to a fight maybe ever.
Oh.
And I sent you every angle, because the UFC actually tweeted out the finish to Max Holloway, Justin Gaethje, the BMF title. Wow. It lived up to the billing. It was so good. And then Max Holloway, just so unnecessarily, up 4-1, he's about to coast to a victory. And he goes, hey, Justin Gaethje. And he goes... This is so reckless. This is almost like Mario Cristobal not taking a knee.
Yeah.
He is up. There's 10 seconds left in the fight. He's winning. He's kicked this guy's ass, you know, but the guy just had a good round. And it's Justin Gaethje. He's very dangerous. He knocked you out with his hands, dynamite in those hands. Yeah. And Max Holloway points him to the center of the ring and he goes, hey. Right now, we're going to bang it out, swinging. And these two just go to war for 10 seconds, and they're just no defense. And Max Holloway comes over the top, 4 minutes, 59 seconds. That's 1 second left for all you squares. Bang! Drops Justin Gaethje, face plants him on the canvas. Incredible.
Even though he already won the fight.
Absolutely. Already won the fight.
But whoever had the bet on the knockout, oh my God. Can you imagine?
Is that real? Somebody said that to me this week, and I cannot believe
that they lost.
No, somebody's swearing that. There's a ticket that's going around the internet, a famous ticket that say they had Max Holloway at 4:59, which I don't even know how you bet that.
Get out of here.
I don't even know how you bet that.
No, that's Photoshop.
Can there be like a last minute knockout? I don't even know how that is. That has to be Photoshop. But either way. It was watch it right now. Watch it. Come on. I sent it to you.
Good.
You haven't even watched it. I sent it
to you.
You
know what
three
I was
times.
Watching, dude?
Yeah, I know you were watching golf. This is literally a 15-second video and you haven't watched it. I sent you three angles of it and you wouldn't watch it.
Here we go.
Insulting.
Three angles.
You know, at first they that shouldn't be the main event of 300. You know, it's not a real belt.
Hold on.
That was a good fight.
No, that was a good fight. I felt bad for the other fights that came after that fight.
Right?
Ooh, there's 20 seconds left. No.
Man. Honestly, though, the recklessness of him saying,
amazing, wasn't it? It was incredible. Is that not the greatest thing you've ever seen?
So good, dude.
Wait, dude. His limbs gave out on him.
I know, dude.
Oh, by the way,
the only thing that could catch him was his face. That's never good.
Which, by the way, at this point, I was going through absolute trauma because... at the end of round one, Holloway hits him with a reverse elbow that breaks his nose.
It was
or
a spinning
like
back
that.
Kick.
A spinning back
kick. Which, by the way, I never see anybody hit it that close.
Oh,
usually
my God.
A spinning back kick. You got to get like full extension. He got him with the spinning back kick, but his face.
Oh, so he kind of healed him. He had to bring his leg in.
He hit him with the heel, and then it just went into his stomach. Oh. But in the meanwhile, you could see Justin Gaethje. And he's leaking already.
He wants to
blow his nose, which you're not supposed to do because it messes up your eyes if you do that. But he's like, what am I supposed to do? I can't breathe.
For four rounds now, this guy, every time he got hit in the face, and he did a lot. I was like,
he got hit a lot.
His nose.
It was very bad, dude.
Got hit a lot. And by the way, an amazing event, but that like boop, cherry on top. And then there were some more desserts after because the main event, Alex Bejeda, who may be the scariest guy in the sport. He may be the scariest guy in the sport.
Wow.
The kid, the guy whose kid got trolled by Israel Adesanya. Yeah. So he's up a weight class now, right?
Right.
And he's defending his belt against Jamal Hill. Jamal Hill is a very dangerous knockout artist, but he is coming off an Achilles. By the way, he did it in like 7 months. So, like, I mean, Jalen Phillips.
No, I did hear
you know,
that.
Like,
okay.
Anyway.
Dude, he's standing in place.
No, he's got to move around the octagon. Dude, what are you
talking
about?
Not like Jalen Phillips.
Needless to say, he didn't move quick enough.
Dude, I'm telling you, science. Anyway.
Well,
so,
here's what they might be doing the same thing they're doing with the Tommy John. And they're putting like different anchors because the Tommy John guys are returning in 10 months and not 14 to 18 months. So I don't know.
Raziel the Goat says Hill is trashed up. He just won the championship. I don't know. He lost his championship by injury. But anyway.
Oh, did he?
So Jamal Hill, he kicks Pajeda in the nuts, right? And normally, you know what happens. What happens when a guy gets kicked in the nuts?
Like a 5 minute.
The referee goes, hold on, time out. You go to your corner.
Go get your stuff together.
Leroy, he kicks him square in the nuts. And Bejeda just goes like this to Herb Dean, because Herb Dean's about to step in. And he goes, doesn't even look at Herb Dean. He just goes, hand up. No.
So he must have not been hurt.
Doesn't matter. He got hit in the nuts. Herb Dean's coming for the timeout. And he just goes, stop. And then the next thing he does is, flop!
Knocks him out, dude.
Knocks him out. And it was eyes in the back of the head.
Immediately, bro. Oh. Immediately.
So he waved him off.
He waved off the nut timeout. And he's like, I don't know.
Pissed him off.
Oh, man. I got to show you that one, too. Let's get to the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Oh, man. Tell us about the Masters. Tell us about the Masters.
Oh, the Masters.
So here's the deal. It's really amazing how these majors work. There'll be two or three guys that shoot 6 or 7 under in the first round, right? And for the most part, that'll end up being somewhere where the winner is, because it gets difficult, more difficult, and more difficult. However, the best guy won.
Scottie Scheffler.
He was the best all week. He bounced back. He didn't, you know, every time he had a bad hole, he missed a couple of, you know, little short putts.
How many did he win by?
4.
Oh, wow. So was there any drama on Sunday?
Yes. Ludvig Åberg, right?
Oh.
There was a 4-way tie for the lead, right? And he was on the 11th hole. So usually everybody gets all their scoring 13 through 15, right? Because it's 2 par 5s. You get most of the time, if you're going to win, you got to birdie those two. He hit it in the water. So he went from 7 to 5. And that was pretty much, he got back to 7, but it was 11, 7, and nobody else was even close.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah. All right, you want to see this?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hold on. He kind of looks like Poo Play for the Heat.
Who?
From Duke. On the right.
Battier?
Yeah. Kind of looks like Battier.
Now that he has gone up in weight class.
Who went up in weight class? The guy on the right? Yeah, it looks like it.
Beefy.
Ready, go.
And now he wants to go up to heavyweight. All right, so watch.
He wants to go up again?
Yeah.
Oh, do you think
he wants to fight in 3 weeks? All right, so kicks him in the nuts.
Well, I mean,
right,
that wasn't in the nuts.
He kicked him in the nuts.
That was in the stomach.
Kicked him in the nuts.
That was in the stomach. Wait, did he even get hit? Hey, running back.
That's what you're worried on, though, Leroy? You don't want to watch these?
No, so
he's a moment ruiner.
I want to make sure he didn't.
All right, watch.
He didn't. Watch. It hits him in the around the waist. That's the waist, dude.
Maybe a toe. It takes a toe, bro.
No, I know, but that was mostly on
the... It hit him in the waist.
It hit him in the waist,
except he touches his nuts right as he gets hit.
No, he touched his side and waved him off.
Okay.
What? He didn't hurt him.
Okay.
All right.
He didn't hurt him.
Fair enough.
Dude, let me tell you. You know,
tell me more about Scottie Scheffler.
No, as a man.
This is the greatest sporting event.
As a man.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what. I ain't never waved off a nut shot.
Unless you're so tough that you allow pain in your nuts affect you.
He hit him on the side.
Watch this knockout.
Did you see the knockout?
Watch this.
It didn't even look like he hit him.
I know. That's what's crazy about it, dude. This guy has such dynamite in his hands.
Mm.
He killed him.
Look.
Woof. So now he wants to go up to heavyweight and win 3 belts. Be the first guy to ever win 3 belts.
Yeah, but he's going to fight John Jones?
He would.
Oh.
What would he mean?
But John Jones is hurt, so I don't know when John Jones is fighting.
John Jones is always hurt.
He's hurt, and he's over here threatening his...
John Jones got issues. He's probably going to fight Tom Aspinall, who's also very good.
Here's the problem. John Jones need to get back into the ring so he could get some act right.
Yeah.
You mean not misbehave?
Right.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Like, the only time dude gets in trouble is when he's been out for a substantial amount of time. It's terrible.
Sick of it.
Man, what a day. Greatest sporting event known to man.
Really?
Amazing, man.
Oh, so you think the whole card was
bro. You didn't even mention the...
Lost
the,
so much money.
The woman who died. Oh, yeah, you did.
I lost so much money.
All I know is the old skipper got pounded, right? Holly Holmes.
Oh my god!
They felt bad.
That was one of the only fights I won were like the two faves and Holloway. Holloway was the only underdog that I bet that I won, but I parlayed it with Jamal Hill, who let me down because really? I had him in the yeah.
You thought.
Don't act like you know who these people are. You thought yeah, it was like a pick 'em fight, Leroy. What do you mean?
No, but you I mean the way he talked about the winner.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you what,
This
is my reason.
He was moving up in weight.
Well, first of all, Jamal Hill's never lost he didn't lose the belt. He lost it.
He got it taken, so he was technically the champ.
And my thought was, well, Adesanya knocked out Pajeda. Mm. Jamal Hill is a light heavyweight. So I figured if he touches him.
Right.
Night night.
You know what sucks about boxing and all the fight game or whatever? You don't know what their normal walking around weight is.
Nah.
And a lot of times that tells the story. They'll say it. They'll tell you every now and then, oh, he's a natural middleweight or he's a natural light heavyweight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he loses a boatload of weight to make the weight class.
Yeah, he was 232, I think, on fight night.
Wow.
Right.
So he went up 27 pounds.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, Jesus. Like, why can't he fight heavyweight?
And he could.
Okay.
He could.
Right.
I'm excited.
Just imagine how much weight he's losing going into a fight.
What about Zhang Wiang Liang? I can't pronounce your name
Zhang
very well.
Zhang
Weili? Yeah, and then the
And Yan Xianan?
Yeah.
That was a good fight. The only thing, though, that the coolest moment was the first round.
And then she was dead.
Because she was out. Like, she choked
gone,
out
bro.
Yan Xianan.
Yeah.
And, like.
How did she get up then? Dude, she was choked out.
It was crazy. She basically didn't. Like
woozy.
she was like, whoa. And you're like, oh, is she gonna make it back to the corner? And she did. And the cut man's like, I could fix it.
Oh.
And so
yeah.
The entire time in the second round, Joe Rogan and Doug Cormier are like, did they use smelling salts? You're not allowed to do that. Are you allowed to use smelling salts? But apparently, the cut man, what he does is he sticks his finger up her nose with some ice. Apparently, that wakes you up.
Yeah, he apparently was like hitting a nerve or something like that,
yeah,
and like
crazy
holding, pressing down on that.
Yeah,
her up. That was so.
She got. I mean, she's a badass, dude. She
badass.
Fought the rest.
Wait,
of the
whoa,
fight.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
She's
whoa,
a badass.
Whoa,
whoa!
Let me get this straight.
Finger up the nose.
So
finger up the nose.
Somebody,
yeah, he had a glove on.
Glove on.
Somebody almost gets the life choked out of him.
No, did yeah,
no, it did
no.
Everybody, she was out.
Yep.
Like the only thing left was finish her.
Yeah.
Right?
She was literally pushed off of a body in order for her to touch the floor. And
she goes into the corner.
Yep.
The cut man says, I could fix this.
Yep.
And he puts a piece of ice in her nose?
He starts picking her nose.
We didn't see the ice. We only saw his finger up her nose.
So how do you know it wasn't?
That it was smelling salts?
Yeah.
Possible. I don't know.
Why?
But I think John Anik said like he would never do that or something like that. And if John Anik says it, I'm not going to doubt him.
I think it was the UFC's doctor, though. I don't know.
Yeah, well, the cut man are not. They're not personal. They're yeah. It's the same cut men for the entire card.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's not
okay,
like,
all right,
like in boxing,
right.
You have to employ a cut man.
Yes.
They get a piece of your purse.
Nice. Right.
In the UFC, like they're hired for that night.
I tell you what, though. That piece of the purse thing, that it gets broken down a lot.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
You don't realize, like, yeah, it gets broken down a lot.
But it was amazing. It was a great night. Yeah. It was a great night.
$600,000 for Max Holloway.
I know. He won two $300,000 bonuses. He got performance of the night and fight of the night.
Then, you know what's crazy about that? That is an ESPN fight.
Hmm?
Right? The ESPN fight get that much money. If you headline an ESPN Saturday night fight,
oh,
you'll
that's
get...
not true. Not all of them.
Ooh, no?
No. Not like they got one coming up this week. You never heard of both of these guys. I bet you they're probably both making like $50,000.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a reason they make as much of a profit as they do, Leroy.
All right.
This Dana White's got it down.
Nobody.
It is funny when you say it, though. It's like $600,000. It's like the gate was $18 million.
Yeah, I was going to say,
right.
Third highest selling
the
of
gate
all time.
Was $18 million. Right. We're like, oh, yeah. Dana, thank you for giving Max Holloway
that was gate. Like, I'm sure like, hey, that's also pay-per-view and sponsorship.
Why are we,
too.
Why are we what? I don't know what you're pointing at.
What are you pointing at?
I'm pointing at Twitch.
Oh. Why are we on Twitch?
Are you on the right channel? Is that old?
No. Mm. I'm talking about the people's champ. This is the people's.
All right.
I don't know.
JFig's out, guys. That's why we're trying to figure this out.
You would think that like.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
We got it.
Once again, 0-4.
Hey, that's 4.
No, what are you
no
talking
that's
about?
4, dude.
I'm about to call you Avi Garcia.
Oh,
I'm about to call you Avi Garcia.
What are you talking about?
You're a technological gold sombrero.
No free whoppers.
By the way, we finally got it.
Yeah, no, probably
but,
did.
But guess what? Well, I'm going to just be honest with you.
Yeah.
It came on the same night as the half pizza.
Oh, yeah, I didn't check once. Also, the Marlins having their most heartbreaking loss of the season.
Oh, my good. Right after.
Rerun
Pablo Marcel Osuna. It was crazy. I mean, remember him?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
He was actually one of the trades that worked out, though, because they got Sandy. So
okay. So we can't be mad at that. But I love just watching.
Yeah.
Love just watching players that used to be here killing it.
Yep. But at least that was a trade that worked out. At least.
Yeah.
Most of them don't.
Most of them.
All right. We'll take a break. The Miami Heat. They are set for the play-in, a showdown with the Sixers. We get into the NBA playoff scenarios next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My goodies. I got a sick reputation for handling brawls. All I need is me a few seconds more.
All right, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program.
You gonna give me a minus one. We need to give Steph a minus one.
Because he texted you an hour later.
So wait. I didn't have my key card, which is a whole nother story, as he pointed out.
Yeah.
And so I figure, you know what? I'm gonna hit up Steph. I'm down at by the performance center. Come let me in. Crickets. Nothing. Right. And finally, Marcos drives in. So I go up with Marcos. About 2 minutes ago, he sends me a text. Hold on. I'm going to hold on for what?
Well, at least you know he didn't ignore you.
But he knows the show starts at 10. Like, so if you know the show starts at 10, why would you even text me at 10:30?
Maybe he thinks you're still stuck.
He actually, as I walked by, he's like, you're going to go get Leroy? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go get him right now. I'm on the way.
Oh, so you're saying he already knew. He's just like,
no, I don't
he just
know.
threw Leroy out. Oh, I mean, I think that I ignored him.
Yeah, solid. That's a good move.
That was his exact move.
That's a good move. I'm going to use
his,
that.
His exact words. Why I didn't want you to think I ignored you.
It's a good move.
All right. So your Miami Heat, they finished the season 46-36, eighth in the Eastern Conference. Easy work of the Raptors yesterday. It was a laugher by the fourth quarter, but unfortunately, nobody else participated in the help the Heat needed. They put themselves in that position.
Thank you. I'm glad. You know what? Of all the things that you have said today, I'm glad you said that.
They call me accountable tubs.
They put themselves in a situation to have to depend on everybody. Because
it's it's a loser situation.
It is, because guess what? All you had to do was beat Washington.
I'm sitting here, I'm like, come on, Nets, please.
Oh, no. Are you crazy?
Come on, please. I've never cheered harder against the Magic. Never.
We're sitting there because I go down in the fourth quarter. I was boots on the ground yesterday. And so went down to the. I didn't watch the fourth quarter live. I went down in the media room because they had TVs.
Yeah.
So they had all the games on. And I'm just sitting here. I'm like, come on, Bucks. I'm such a loser.
No, but honestly, though, everyone was like that. Like, even where I was sitting yesterday, the people in the row in front of us, behind us, everyone was locked into other games. Everyone in the whole arena was.
You went to the game?
Yes. I was boots on the ground. I got to experience.
Why didn't you text me?
Because I was hobnobbing, dude.
Wow. Like, where were you hobnobbing?
You were in the luxury lounge again? Would you like me to take off my courtside clothes?
How does he keep doing this?
I was in row 10. It was amazing. I also went by, he may be listening now, so I have to shout him out. Went by 601.
Mm-hmm.
Was recognized. My brother was at 601, the restaurant there where Bongos used to be, for anyone who may not know. Anyway, Miss Bongos, too. Man, I was in there and I was like,
what a fog machine. They had a fog machine.
Wow,
there,
and two stories. Yeah. And I was like, this is nice. This must have been nice. But anyway,
you
Chef
ever go to
Leo,
Bongos, Leroy?
No.
It's a luxurious looking spot. But Chef Leo, who came, who was nice enough to give us a.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he came by when they were adding new things to the menu.
Hey, did he talk about the.
Domino's?
Yeah.
He did not, no, but he did talk about some pork belly, and it was delicious.
My daughter has been into that with the pork belly? With the ramen.
You know, pork belly has made a comeback. Sometimes things, they come into, like, I don't know, not fashion, but becomes popular, and I guess that's one of the items in the culinary world. But anyway, long story short, I got to experience something you experience a lot as I was sitting in row 10, right behind the basket. Pat Riley, Andy Ellisberg, Alonzo Mourning. Oh, I was three rows from them, and I
should have just shouted, "You handsome Pat!"
I should have, but I was so scared. I don't know. I was like, I don't want to ruin anything of that's going on.
Every time he talks, like, he never reacts during the game, and anytime there is a reaction, it's always just like a lean over the zone.
Yeah, small whisper.
Small whispers, dude.
Yeah, they're like guys at the back of the Italian restaurant.
Yep,
they're like, oh, they've just been drinking coffee for 4 hours,
just sitting there observing.
Just say,
give us your what's your Pat Riley impression?
What am I going off? Will you go? It sounds like you need a laxative.
No, it's good. It's gotten better. It's gotten better. But good experience, man. Good experience.
It was.
Why are you experiencing sports unlike us?
Man.
But I will. We do have something he don't get.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Vegas.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Marcos. Never seen that. I'm gonna tell you like this.
Yeah.
Even if you went to Vegas and got the primo seats and got to meet all the boxers or whatever, I could take you to a place where we eat. That's all you would talk about in Vegas.
No.
It's all he thinks about.
Wait, he goes, Vegas for Canelo? I'm like, herbs and rye?
Wow.
You gotta let me know, man, because I gotta get the reservation.
I understand.
That reservation does not play.
Is that the place with the sweet potato?
Although it does seem
tots?
Yeah, dude. Those things are good.
Dude, I'm telling you right now. No.
Why?
We are there to eat meat. We're not. Although, there's a couple things we got that was excellent. Their meatballs.
I think I had the meatballs.
No. We didn't have the meatballs. I know what everybody's order was. And fried calamari.
Ooh.
Because they do the fried. See?
Always like it.
The restaurants, some of these restaurants go with the bum-ass calamari and they just throw it on the plate. Now, I'm not a big fan of the legs. You know, like, I kick those to the side. But the other thing is, they put the little hot peppers on them, the little ring hot peppers, the cherry peppers, and then.
All right, so the Heat, they finish up eighth on the season, so that means they go to Philadelphia on Wednesday, not Tuesday, because of a hockey game. So the Heat do get an extra day to rest up for this game against Philadelphia.
So the hockey playoffs start Tuesday?
No, I think the regular season.
The regular season ends on Tuesday because
the Panthers end on Tuesday.
Right, okay.
But, I mean, listen, frankly, both teams need it because it looks like Joel Embiid's banged up again. And I think somebody texted that Giannis is doubtful for the first round. So there's a lot of injuries. And the Heat, of course, have to deal with Terry Rozier.
I told you, that calf is nothing to play with.
Yeah.
Because you can go from calf being out 2 weeks to being out 4 years.
It was very noticeable yesterday. It very much felt like the Bucks tanked to not be the two seed because they're trying. I think their thinking is, we could maybe beat the Pacers. I don't know if we could beat the Heat or the Sixers without Giannis. Because people looked at that game against the Magic, and people were very fishy about it.
Didn't they have a big lead and then just...
They were in it, and then...
It was a terrible... It just went... Correct me if I'm wrong. I turned on the game, and the score was 86-72 at halftime.
That was Pacers, Pacers-Hawks.
What in the hell?
They put up 150-something, 157.
No, wait. Marcos, it was 86-72 at halftime.
No defense being played.
I had no idea. I'm like, what was going on there?
Needed the Pacers to lose, too, so I was very unhappy about that.
You needed the Pacers to lose.
Well, when I saw 86 at halftime, I'm like, well.
Also, the Hawks had nothing to play for either. They're locked into their 10 spot.
Garbage.
So they probably were just chucking them up. Yeah, I'm going to just get mine.
They didn't care. They didn't care.
Right.
The funny one was the Cavaliers definitely tanked against the Hornets. They sat everybody, and then at one point, apparently, somebody had said it from the Heat, they said that Tristan Thompson was running the point yesterday.
Oh, God.
I wasn't watching, but I was like,
he pointed up. Wait, I got this guy. Does he wave himself?
I don't know. I didn't watch the game.
Who picks for him?
But they lost to the Hornets. So
you know what? It's like, listen. Here's how this goes. The way it's looking right now, the most important game is Wednesday.
Definitely,
because that team avoids Boston in the first round.
Yep.
Okay.
And you get the Knicks. The Knicks are the two seed.
Right.
Which?
So, they've been playing good. Oh, okay. They've been playing good, though.
Dude, we're going to make Ben Stiller so sad.
So sad.
So sad.
Can't wait, dude.
I can't wait.
I don't know. I'm going to say this. And I looked at all the playoff teams and looked at the two stars and what they could count on every night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all of them have the same, 50, 55, right? Are you worried that
the Knicks
you
don't know?
Why not?
Because they got Jalen Brunson. Who else they got?
Hold on. I did it. I picked their top two guys. But Jalen Brunson's scoring 35 every night.
He's not averaging 35 a night. Okay.
He was averaging, what did he average? 20. Hold on. See.
Ananobi. Is that his name?
Yeah, he was hurt. Wow. But if you pick their top two guys. Hold on. No, I'll find it.
Well, Randall, if you counted Randall, he's not.
No, I'm not counting Randall. Randall's out. Why would I include Randall?
I don't know.
I'm not including Randall.
Well, their next scorer that's actually on their team is Dante DiVincenzo, who averages 15.
Cool.
Okay, so
I think your experiment blew up once again.
No, it didn't. One other team.
Over six.
One other team. That's it.
Over six.
Ananobi, by the way, British professional basketball player. Surprised he's not playing in the BBL.
Ananobi's British?
Listen, yeah, he is, apparently.
He's going to be able to afford a lot of BBLs when he gets that extension this offseason.
Yeah, oh, he's getting a big one.
He's averaging 15 this year as well. Pretty good.
But anyway, look. Hey. It's business time.
Here we go.
We got to take a break. We'll get into this matchup. We got to take a break. It's business time.
I almost made it to 11
o'clock. It's business time. Playtime is over. Back after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Easy no, you don't need figure down. Easy no, no need figure down. Rock that run that this away from. Easy no, you don't need figure down. Easy no.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. This away from. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
Now this is a TikTok dance.
Really?
Yeah.
It's an old song.
Yeah.
Back at it here, everybody. Happy to be back. Fun weekend. Leroy's in studio today. Frog Boy, good to see him. You know who it's not good to see? Traffic. I'm sick of
them. Oh, man.
I left
extra early.
I left early today, too. You want to know when I got on the turnpike today? 7:50.
Whoa. Dang, you spent quite some time about it. At least an hour and a half on that turnpike.
Waste of time, dude.
Wow.
Anyway, Heat yesterday. They beat Grady Dix, Toronto Raptors.
Hey, there were some questionable moments from the broadcast this weekend.
Oh, really?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Let me, I'm...
You talking about that screenshot that was around?
No, I did not. I'm not talking about the screenshot. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and allow you to continue to talk about the wins.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and grab the audio.
Grady Dick's Toronto Raptors lose 118-103. So the Heat, they are set up for a play-in game Wednesday in Philadelphia. Winner faces the Knicks. Loser goes to the 9-10. That will be on Friday. And that winner will take on the Celtics. If the Heat win on Wednesday, they start the playoffs on Saturday. If they win on Friday, they start the playoffs on Sunday.
Which you want to win because you don't want to be playing every other day. Right? That's that right there is a recipe for disaster. Playing every other day.
Mm-hmm.
So you give yourself a couple of days.
For sure.
Although it's hard for me to ask when you've had plenty of opportunities to not be in this situation to start off with.
That's true. And Dade South says, we feel the playing in our soul. Yeah.
Listen, here, nobody would admit it. Tobin won't admit it. You knew where this was going, right? You got a feeling where this was going.
Yeah. I mean, we did get screwed in that one page.
Oh, my God.
But like I did look at one.
Okay, so one moment out of the whole season is why
moment.
They're in the play-in.
Well, technically it is one moment because one game from the
play-in. No, what about all the other games? What about the loss to the Wizards?
I actually at one point I looked at Anthony Chang. We looked at each other when we were watching all the scores go down, and we kind of like shrug shoulders at each other, and I just go to him, Wizards.
That's it. You know it too. No, you get what you get. Okay. You eat what you kill. If you don't, then guess what? You eating scraps. That's where the Heat are right now. They eating the scraps of the play-in.
I like it, because now it means
you like it. No, you don't. Nobody likes a one-game sample.
What is it? What is this with you? Like, have you like? Did you just run into the term one-game sample? You've been so into that term
because,
lately.
Because listen, because everything about basketball is a series. Having a chance to beat a team or lose to a team in a seven-game series, right? If you leave it up to chance in one game, somebody could. It's happened to the Heat this year that some team came out and went 10 for 15 in the first half from three.
Yeah, it literally happened to them last year.
Right. So, like, why would you risk it? I'm saying a one-game sample size, if that could happen, I would rather avoid that at all costs. But you say, why do you keep saying it? Why? Because it can happen. They're pros, too. I don't care how bad their team is.
Yeah, but you make
it
seem like the Heat are taking on the Bulls tomorrow.
No, I'm not.
Like, they're taking on a good team.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think, you know, they're...
No, yes. But again, you put yourself in this situation. But I'm saying, even if you don't win and you got to do the same thing you did last year and beat a 9-10 team, right, and beat a 9-10 team on Friday.
Yep.
That team could get miraculously hot.
The difference is, though, last year the Bulls and the Hawks were three games worse than the Heat in the play-in. Like, this year they're 10.
Okay.
Like, they're much
worse. They're not – right. So, basically what you're saying is – the difference between 9-10 and 7-8 is much greater than it was last year.
Oh, by far.
Still doesn't mean anything to me. Okay. It's a one-game sample.
Okay.
Like,
You know what else is a one game sample?
What?
You can flip it on its head. It's a one game sample for the. It's a one game series coming up on Wednesday.
Yes.
Against the Sixers.
I'm not disputing that.
And
at
you
all.
Want to know where we
I'm
thrive, just, Leroy? You want to know where we thrive?
Where do you thrive?
On the road. That's where we thrive. We're road warriors. Okay. Second most road wins in the East this year.
Yes.
We
yes.
thrive on the road.
Okay.
All right. Jimmy said it yesterday. Now, I may have given him an out, but he said this yesterday. He's glad we're on the road. So, I'm not worried. If Jimmy's not worried, I'm not worried. And by the way, Philadelphia, you know they're quaking in their boots.
Really?
Dude, they paid Tobias Harris over him.
And?
And he's already ended their season once.
At some point.
Who's gonna save them, Mr. Glass?
They're gonna summon up that they're gonna summons that WWE power when the guy gets knocked out. And it ain't gonna be.
And when in the history of their franchise have they done that? When Allen Iverson was around, which by the way, that's what you gave Allen Iverson.
No, here correction.
Leroy gave me some context on that. Luckily,
all a Monopoly statue.
All of their statues are like that.
I don't care. Fix it.
I mean, even Dr. J's is tiny.
How tiny?
No, they're all the same size. Yeah. But now
that's not a statue. Though.
Can
that's
I just say this?
Like what?
That's not a statue.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Can I just say this? Allen Iverson smiling next to that little bitty ass trophy, right? Like you know something in this body's yeah. going. Like.
So let me just get this straight. One day Joel Embiid's gonna have a statue,
and it's gonna and be it's the gonna same size.
Very small.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a bum franchise.
What a place that has a city that has a statue of Rocky Balboa. A fictional character that is larger than the actual actor that played it, but the basketball players that actually won championships.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to make a statue. Like Pat Riley already said, D Wade's statue is going to be 8 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That's how you do a statue.
It'll be larger than life.
Larger than life.
Correct.
That's what a statue is supposed to be.
Correct. Sure. Correct. Correct.
Dad, who is this?
Like,
okay.
Why am I bigger than him?
It's like a little gargoyle, dude.
A garden gnome.
Jimmy likes the fact that we're on the road. All right, he loves
okay,
it.
Yeah.
I actually heard that live. He called it a hellified question.
Yeah.
I think it's what
yeah, it was a hellified question.
But here's the deal. Like,
it was kind of a pathetic
you
question.
You know what? Here's the deal. Once you get in a certain situation, of course you're going to love it because you can't do nothing about it at that point. So you got to welcome the challenge.
The Heat are just like limping into the playoffs. And I'm just like in the background going, but Jimmy, you guys were good on the road.
You're right. I'm glad we're on the road.
Great question.
Great question.
I'm sorry.
That's why you can never take me with you.
Why?
Because I would have
cut. I don't have the answer to.
Yep, yep, and yep.
Jimmy, you guys have had a great comfort on the road this year. Why have you had so much comfort away from Miami for a whole year?
And you know what? That's a hell of a hard question that I don't have the answer to. I wish we played better at home. But I don't know. Whenever we get on the road or back against the wall a little bit, I guess we get out of our comfort zone and then we really start making things happen. So I'm actually kind of glad that we're on the road.
There you go.
Look at that.
How about that?
Based off the playoffs,
he looks like he has a good time on the road. I mean, you ever see his Instagram? Hey, he's sightseeing. He's going to the local coffee shops.
He enjoys life.
Takes everybody out for breakfast. Yep. You know, Nico's there getting some scones. It's a great time.
It is. It is a great time. It
looks like a great time. Road Warriors, dude.
Scones.
He can pet the little Allen Iverson statue.
Dude, on all of our trips, when have you ever said, I'm going to go get a scone?
I don't know what
that
a scone
dude always
is.
Has a piece of meat in his hand. What are you talking about? A scone. I saw you eat 17 different types of sausage at a buffet one time. Ooh, chorizo, bacon, ham.
Chorizo. Can I get the only highlights from yesterday that we really got to talk about are Caleb Martin had two sick ass dunks.
Absolutely.
And one of them, Tyler Hero faked out two Raptors and then just gave it to Caleb Martin to dunk. Yeah. Here was that.
Wright kicks it ahead to Tyler. He'll leak it out. Pump fake twice. Leaves it for Caleb. Crack it down. Oh, he went up the right side about Caleb. Came down with a dunk.
That's called fan appreciation night because that was for the people.
It was for the people. It was a beautiful dunk from Caleb Martin, but not as good as his second one, which brought down the house.
Here comes Caleb. Oh, Lord have mercy. He sprung from the middle of the circle and just put somebody on a poster. Was that KO? That's not.
He said,
that.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Goodness gracious.
Here comes Caleb. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Now, what is this you're saying, that he also had a great call of a Kevin Love 3, Marcos?
Oh, yes. Kevin Love had a nice 3. This was clutch. You know, we needed this basket.
Of course.
Love would
need every
Love.
Point you could get.
Absolutely. This is a great call that he had.
Podcast pump fake. Got Dick in his face. Kicks it back to Love for 3. Yes!
Kevin looks so automatic from long range. I know, like, he hasn't been shooting it great tonight. What are we doing?
We needed those 3 points. We needed.
Oh my God.
What? Yes.
What are we doing?
It's a close game.
What are we doing?
Yeah, you know?
Jax! What are we doing?
Oh, man. This guy. Yeah. This guy. On the Raptors is going to get somebody fired. He's already done this with the jersey swap jersey this year. Swap.
And he's a legitimate player. You can't even, like, it sucks.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Kevin Love, needed those 3 points, man.
I missed the call of Kevin Love, though. Can I have that one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sure,
I got to hear this 3.
Focus on the 3.
Yeah.
Podcast pump fake. Got Dick in his face. Kicks it back to Love for 3. Yes!
Kevin looks so automatic from.
Wow.
I think Dak Jax does that on purpose.
Glad that series is done.
Wait. Because he has never said anybody else was in anybody else's face. Right?
I don't know.
He said guarded.
Good defense.
Defending.
Solid D by the team over there.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. What are we doing?
Help.
Jax.
Take a break. Hour 2 next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.